What time is it?
Game time.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker. Brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour. With Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Get them off. Get your togs off, family.
Togs.
What a gorgeous day in the best place on earth, our Adelaide. My Adelaide. This
Yours.
Is magnificent. Bottle it. Get a bottle and bottle this beautiful, beautiful weather. I was down the beach today. I went to the Seacliff Beach today. Took the dogs and Maz was running up some somebody hill. And I loved it. I loved it. And I love these two boys who have joined us once again on a Thursday rush hour. Greg Blewett, hello to you. And Bernie Vince, hello to you. And Emma G, welcome to the team.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the team. She's been with us for a while.
A few months now.
Did you mean to call her Emerald?
When was that, Bern?
Or was that predictive text in our
group?
No,
see, Bern, G's,
oh, no.
G's on our...
Emma's my name.
Emma Jeez. G is on our work app.
Yes.
She's joined
our
the team.
Group chat. Yeah.
Now, a lot of things get said amongst our app, doesn't it, Greg?
Yes, it does.
And some nasty stuff is
very nasty
between the
stuff.
Three of us.
That's stopped a little bit of late.
What? Why?
Well, when I first came onto the show at the start, it was just a complete pile.
We're actually starting to like him a little bit.
Well, are we? Anyway, so G's come out once again with, oh, this is a boys' club.
Well, it was.
And
the
if you say
you were
that
saying.
Once more.
I've
you
only
say
said
that
it
once
twice.
More, you're going back to community radio. I'm telling you right
now. Where am I now?
Because we're not a boys' club.
Well, maybe people listen for G, not us.
Maybe.
Oh, and I hope they do.
Thank you.
Because they're listening.
So, and so I thought you called me Emerald G on purpose because I'm a rare gem.
Yeah, well, you are yeah. G.
Well, you are, but it's just one of his many spelling
and they call
mistakes.
Me Goldfinger.
That's an absolute cock up.
Now.
You.
You have played
Hello.
Golf again
you
today.
Look tired.
You know how you guys always go on about me. I've got a young family and I'm playing golf all the
yeah, you
time.
Do.
You've played golf again
you're
today.
Finished.
Hey?
You finished.
Oh, yeah, I have.
You played yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
You play, and
you
Saturday,
played today.
And you practiced twice. You
yeah,
got
but
a lesson tomorrow.
You played for charity. Group. You don't.
I
you,
played
you,
for a charity.
Good boy, Bernie.
Care quality, and we raised $900 each.
Well,
man.
Good.
Well done.
$1,800 for the day. And thank you to the Glenelg Golf Club for donating that.
Which you're a member at.
I am.
Have they got my forms yet?
They got your forms.
And what happened?
They put it in the pile where they just forms will never be found.
No,
yeah. There's a hole at the back of the
or is it a shredder?
They just dig down. No, they don't shred them. They just bury them.
No.
And then one day you never know they
come.
Might find
I'm
them.
I'm not that bad.
You'll be long gone.
Did you play with the big Texan?
Yes.
How
we
is
played.
The old big
yeah,
boy?
He's good. He's going. He's looking fit
God
too. Yeah,
him.
He played with the group and
He'll
I played
smash
with the group.
It next year,
Lucas Herbert, I'm going to start calling Tex.
Well, funny thing.
Why?
It was playing in the clubhouse when we had lunch.
Yeah.
Why? And I said, you won a PGA thing the other day. He goes, what are you talking about? He said, well, have a look at him. Is he? Yeah. Oh, but he is digging out. I said, yeah. Have you looked at yourself in the mirror? And it's only one ear each as well.
Yeah.
And you know, if you combine those two, they'd look normal because it's Herbert's left ear and Texas right. We had a bit of a laugh, but
well,
a great
done.
Day for camp quality.
Yeah,
raised
well
some
done.
Money, and so have you finished, Greg? Have you still want to? You want to double down
no,
on
yeah,
playing
what
golf?
What are you waking for?
Oh, you're done.
Yeah, good way.
What
are
you
waking
for?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if you're done, unplug yourself, walk out.
Plenty to get through. Up next, we're going to talk some footy. Some good news coming out of our
cricket season.
No, well, we'll put a little spot down the bottom of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Port Adelaide, Bern, have done it again. They've picked up an absolute beauty, haven't they, in the AFL's, free draft? Is
yes.
It which started yesterday?
Yep.
So who'd they pick up?
Well, they picked up Sam Skinner, who was, he spent 5 years at the Brisbane Lions. Only played 3 games, was just very, very injury prone. Got delisted at the end of the 2020 season and played for South Adelaide this year, Jazz. So played 21 games out there, got his body right, kicked 16 goals, and he's just a big presence.
Mm.
198 centimetres, 100 kilos, big boy, and can move really well. So I think this is a pretty smart pickup because he's 24 years of age.
Yeah.
He's got plenty
Good
of footy
age.
Left in ahead of him, and he can play, seriously play.
from Mowi, actually, in the Gippsland, Victoria. That's where I played when I left the AFL.
You did, Jazz. Too. They loved you down there.
Yeah.
You told me some stories.
His statue down and put mine up.
Oh, another one.
Watched him play one of the finals. He looks like a really good player. I suppose the knees burn would be a slight concern. A bit of a risk, do you think?
Or? It is, but it's a risk that you're willing to take, isn't it? Like, you get him for nothing. You don't have to trade for him. You don't have to pay him big money, and he's there just in case. Like, geez, Dixon looked injured a lot this year, didn't he?
He's moving
around. It'd be great to be able to rest him at stages and bring in someone that's not just going to make up the numbers and highly touted coming into the draft when he was drafted. So I reckon it's another, I guess time will tell, but it's another one where I go,
do you think the Crows maybe looked at this young man?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they? Mm. But obviously, Port Adelaide
got plenty of height, though, Crows, don't forget.
They have. That's probably one area. Their key forwards, they've got plenty running around, haven't they? Mm. Obviously, Texas is going to finish up soon, but they've got people waiting. Out of their four or five key forwards, a couple of them miss out each week, and some of them are young. And in the end, you don't want to lose someone by picking someone else up. So I think it's a smart move again from Port Adelaide, and they just keep doing it, don't they? But time will tell.
Yes.
Who knows?
And I feel, Greg, for South Adelaide.
Mm.
Because I've lost another good player.
Yeah.
Honestly, he can't take a trick.
If it's not a ruckman, it's another key position player.
Isn't there a prize for that? What's developing that? The most, was it the supplement list pickups?
He picks them up and they leave him.
Buffer.
Yeah,
stop putting them on. Stop getting the TV game or whatever. Because everyone starts seeing these young kids and picks them up. So, he'd be excited.
What about the Suns, the Gold Coast Suns president, Tony Cochran, coming out overnight and saying, I actually think we're going to be the surprise packet of next year. I think people are going to be in a bit of state of shock about how they're going to go.
Well, you know what?
What do you reckon?
Everyone's currently in shock how bad they are, so we'll just stay in shock if they improve. But I can't see them shooting up the ladder.
No,
they've picked up Marby or Toll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apart from that, they're going to have some high draft
picks. They'll start off well.
They always do, don't they?
Because other clubs take a little bit longer to get going, the better clubs, because they've had a late start to pre-season. And then you watch it just plateau. They'll just plateau out again. And then they'll probably get, they'll be reliance on the, obviously, Lukosius and Young
Swallow.
King. And it'll be the same blokes, Greggy. But the AFL scratched their head when this bloke talks. Yeah. Big Cochran.
He's bizarre. He's bizarre.
Yeah. I hope he's right. I mean, I'd love to see the Gold Coast Suns win a few more games, but I think he's just piling on the pressure.
But he's trying to promote his club as well.
Yeah. He does promote it pretty well, and he has to. But the thing that threw me, we called a game at the MCG this season, and they knocked off Collingwood early in the season at the MCG. Not just beat them, smacked them. It was an upset. We all know that Collingwood battled towards the back end of the year, but early on, everyone thought they were going to be a top eight side, and he walked out in his suit with these big white shoes and was like clapping in his players' faces, trying to high five them all, and the players were just fresh airing him. They didn't have them. They were going around him to avoid him, and I'm thinking, this isn't what you do as a president when your team wins. You just sort of just sit back and go, well done, boys. You tap them in the rooms where no one can see you, but he wanted it to be all about him. And he just says some bizarre things.
Well, that's what Jars does. He coaches Williston in his white shirt. So that's good enough.
In my white what?
In your white shoes.
No, I've got my
white cowboy shoes.
No, I don't have white cowboy shoes. I'm just...
what are they then?
No, they're RM Williams.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Some Australian products I've got on my feet.
And your North Adelaide socks and your footy shorts.
Adelaide
that's
socks
not a good combo.
It's not a good combo.
Stop doing it.
Listen, Rocky.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Rockcliffe!
From the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockcliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Now he's got his name on the paper.
Yep. Well, he joins us, boys, and we love this young man.
I love having
this We're in his corner all the time, and he joins us on the Rush Hour, Gregory. Good afternoon, Rock.
We should put him through, Bluey, and then say we don't want to speak.
That was Jazz.
That wasn't me. Don't throw me under the bus.
Greg, how's that new car? Have you got it yet?
Oh, he's gone
not
hard.
Not for lack of trying.
No.
Mate, we've really missed you, buddy. We had Hamish Harlett on yesterday. We spoke highly of you yesterday, and he thanked you for everything you did for him down there. So, we're really pleased for him.
Oh, no, I heard the chat yesterday. Jars, you and Emma G were very kind. The other two flogged me.
Oh,
next
not so much. Yeah.
Not so much.
No.
Well, where was the invite to the Lion?
Oh.
No, yes. Friends only.
That's why there's only four there.
Weren't many there, Rock. Burn had to get some friends in.
That's why you have to run a competition on Triple M to get people to turn up to your party.
Mate, by the amount that you look like you've been drinking, you just couldn't.
He's in good form. It would have cost you Greg, bar tab.
The hot chips and everything would have disappeared.
Using your missus yesterday to say that I'm fat. If you're going to have a crack, go yourself. Don't bring your lovely partner into it.
Good boy.
I'm not vain like you. I don't need to stay in good nick. I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm not
around his eyes.
I'm not worried about my third wife like you.
Oh, Rocky, yeah, you've been a good sport, mate. These guys have not been kind to you all week.
Let's welcome back to the show Port Adelaide legend Tom Rockliffe.
Rockliffe tumbles one. It's tumbling. Don't tell me. It's home.
Not going to lie, though, Rock, the boys haven't been very nice to you. Like yesterday when they caught up with Hamish Hartlett.
Now, we hear a little rumour you might have been just fluttering around at Morphettville yesterday. Ex-teammates.
Yes.
There was one there that, he had to go out and get a new suit because his suit doesn't quite fit anymore. And I speak of the man, Tom Rock.
Oh, no.
His skin folds at the moment. I heard that rolling out of there.
It's happened to his face.
He's stung by a swarm of bees.
Michelin
man. And then there was this when they caught up with Ollie Wines yesterday too.
Now my wife was watching the news last night and Tom Rockliffe's face came up on the news and she said, What's happened to him?
Stung by
He's just enjoying his retirement.
He's in the farm.
I've never seen a man now get through as many stubbies as he does around the golf. Must be going to his cheeks.
Not to mention last time you were on Rock, the boys waited till you hung up before they went to town on you.
Nice one, Rock.
See you, Rock.
See you, mate.
See ya.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, love it. That's not a beer with boys.
You're
just throwing us under
change
the bus.
Change it up.
You sat back and just licked your lips,
didn't you? Just giggling like a little
fat
hyena.
Bloody lips.
I pumped him up too.
You did turn so did
all that back. I agree with you. 4 years for five games.
Slow and overrated.
Used all the materials. Fat ass cheek.
Waddling around in the midfield. Like, I need a men's health chat.
Double chin.
I had nothing to do with this.
What about the pylon? I am about to start the manshake diet, so I might get a sponsorship there to pay a few bills. But I was going to go easy on you, Jars. I said sorry, but then those comments there. Yeah. I can understand Bernie. Bernie's still trying to discover himself with his blonde tips and waxing his back crack and sack. And he's been living off other people's success. But Jars, I thought you were better than that. I thought you weren't going to have a go at me. But I understand you're still chasing that elusive flag. Your life's unfulfilled since Malcolm Blight got rid of you, and you're chasing that elusive flag.
Stop it.
I see this as a positive, Rob. We talk about you a lot. You must be front of mind. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, and Greg, you own an apology. How dare you, wacky? You're a punchy little cricketer that stuffed up the Triple M boundary this year.
No. What do you mean? I don't understand.
We apologise.
I'm too busy laughing.
Oh, I am sorry. I didn't realise how harsh we were there.
That was harsh, Rock.
I should have gone harder.
Lucky I've got a very thick skin.
Now, did you have a good day at the races with your little lovely son?
I just ducked out to watch our horse run and it ran second, so it wasn't too bad of a day. But, yeah, it was nice to see them. And it's nice to speak to you guys and a bit of love and affection. It's always good to call in and have a chat. And, I mean, what are we doing today, you blokes?
Well, we're working.
We're putting a top-rating show that goes global on air.
What are
going
you doing?
Global? Well, I've heard what Lloyd's done, so they've just gone for Jarman. Nationwide, is that true?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point, Rocky. I was discussing this with Bernie half an hour ago.
What's happened?
Well, they've taken us off all the memorabilia. Yeah.
No,
good luck.
Have they
good
really?
Luck on your own.
I'm on my own. I've got Rock coming on board.
Yeah.
The problem is he doesn't have a manager. No one can put up with him.
Actually, you've been asking me a lot of questions of late.
I have. You're my golf coach. Rock, how much weight? Now, this is a personal question. Oh, you don't have to answer it. Now, when I went to the when I retired after playing some serious football, I went to the fat farm and I couldn't get out for a period of time, and I put on about 10. Right? How many kilos have you put on since you've retired with your blood thinners on?
Oh, well, if you go off me playing weight, but I didn't play for a while, but I've probably put on 9.5.
9.5? Hang on. Pounds or kilos?
Shit!
Jesus. Bluey, I'd split you on that heavy. I would just look at you and go straight through.
That's not hard, mate.
Entree.
He's put on 9.5.
That's shit. In what, 2 months?
Anything on your calves, Rocky?
Oh, no. They're getting smaller.
Nothing on the calves or arms. It's all in one spot, and it's in the midriff. and it's quite thick. As I said, I'm going on the Manshake diet. So if anyone knows the Manshake owner, tell him to send the sponsorship. Oh,
actually, Roosie's involved.
We can do the promotion there, yeah.
Roosie's involved with that.
Can you sign Jars up at the same time?
I don't need to lose 9.5 kilo. Mate, no, I'm you in do. Good ripping.
No, you don't need to lose 9.5. You need to lose 15.
Hey, mate, thanks for being good sport. Look, I have nothing to do with this, and I honestly sincerely mean this. What?
Sincerely.
It just means that we're really comfortable in our skin and we're comfortable with
that's
who we
it,
are.
Rocky.
Like me. Yeah.
Greg's just trying to find himself still at 50. What a disgrace of a human.
Should have seen him at his 50th.
See you, Rock.
See you.
You've upset him.
He's still here, Rock.
Yes, you've upset him. You should apologise. Ring him now. Apologise for what you said.
Well, no, he was upset.
See yous.
He's upset.
What, doesn't that make sense?
You should ring him as well because you upset him as well, Boone.
He said it all went to his midriff. He didn't mention his
and
that was chin.
Hurtful radio.
Or his ass.
Where'd it go?
His chin just disappearing into his neck.
And his ass dropping into his hamstring.
Leave it alone. Our boss, Matthew O'Reilly. Yeah. Okay, Matthew, that's his name, family. He's our program director of Triple M, and he does a wonderful job. Much loved figure.
Yes, he is.
He thinks he should be basically the number one dog around the country. Anyway, he asked Greg Blewett, our cricketing expert, some advice because Matty O'Reilly has now backdoored his under-9s cricket coach.
Oh, that was a disturbing chat, wasn't it?
This really concerns me. Now, I said, why? Let your son go and play cricket. And as a parent, you're there to support.
Sometimes this is under-9s.
All we do.
Step back and just let him do his thing.
Under-9s,
yep.
Gregory.
Yep.
And what did he say to us? What was he saying to us, which just like pricked our ears, and we were very disappointed with his attitude.
From what I gathered from that, I was just sort of just listening.
You were eavesdropping? Or just,
yeah, I was.
You had lots going
sort
on.
Sort of. I was doing three things at once.
As
usually,
you normally
and
do,
all
boom, boom.
Well.
Yeah.
But this, I sort of heard bits and pieces, and from what I heard is he just did not rate the under-9s coach whatsoever.
He did. So he
well, how do I become the top dog here as well as Triple M?
There you go.
I'll come in and I'll make out I'm going to help him to start with. And he helped him for a few games, a few trainings.
And then
all of a sudden,
he's just taken over.
See you, mate.
Yeah.
He's gone. Now he's the head coach there.
I cannot believe.
He's making his way up the chain. Now I'm not even sure if the under-9 kids like him.
Yeah. Correct.
And he played a couple of cricket shots out in the outside in the studio.
Yeah, no idea.
Jeez.
What did he say to you, Greg?
Well, I thought the most disturbing part of that conversation was when you asked him, who did he take over from? And he said, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
he didn't know his name.
He had no idea who the poor chap's name was.
So he's not only knifed him. But he doesn't even know who he knifed.
He got no idea.
He's not rated him, then knifed him, and then forgotten him real quick.
And his poor little fella, Matty's now batting, opening the bat. And opening the bowling.
No. And
wicket-keeping. And the lad didn't want to do it. And wicket keeps as well when
he's not bowling.
Is that just a little telltale sign of what happens around here with us?
Yeah.
So this may happen to us.
Maybe.
At some stage.
Maybe. But what about when he was trying to, because he's never played cricket in his life.
You said what are you teaching them?
Yeah, and what did he say to you?
Well, he said that they're all very, very good through the leg side.
Oh.
You know, they all know how to smash it to mid wicket. But I'm trying to get them to play through the covers, and he sort of went
he
bent the knee and the elbow was sort
with his white sand shoes on,
sort of upright, but. It didn't look. Nah, there was no power. There was no finesse. So
it was terrible.
I don't know how he's teaching
this. This is a father who should be supporting this coach, who's doing a terrific job with the under-9s cricket side. But no, typical. We hear this all the time, don't we, in kids' sport?
Yeah. I'm not sure whether
If you're not the senior coach, just help. Shut up.
Just fill the water bottles
That's
up.
It.
So what are you saying?
Take He's, the cones around the oval.
Are you labelling him an ugly parent?
Yes, I am.
Ooh.
Yes,
that's harsh.
You can lock that in. That's all right? You can lock that in. He's an angry parent, an ugly parent, a frustrated parent, and a parent that has no idea about cricket.
Yeah, and I'm not sure whether Matty knows if he's right or left-handed the way he played that
Oh, poor Matty. I don't
like I love it.
I saw the great man this morning down at the food land, KG.
How is he?
He's rolling with a beard.
Is he?
Yeah, he's had a haircut. He's going okay.
Good.
So, yeah, I thought of you.
What was he getting at Foodland?
I didn't see what he had. He had some groceries and some cakes.
Really?
He was buying you some finger buns, was he?
He was at Foodland and he had groceries, did he? Wow.
Now, is this your segment? Because you were putting a message around this morning on our work group that you wanted Shane Warne on the program because he'd come out and said that he wants wholesale changes to the Australia, and he made a lot of sense. So I actually reached out to old Warney.
Your mate.
Yeah, and I said,
and
mate, would
you,
I'd love you to come on Adelaide's Rush. He loves Triple M. He's a Triple M boy.
Okay.
But he did say, he goes, well, when's Jars going on holiday? And I said, well, listen, Jars would love to have you on, but he's going on holidays next week. And he goes, well, I'll come on next week.
What did he say about me?
Anything? No, he knows it's me and you next week. So we're going to have Shane Warne on next week.
No,
but what did he say that you liked?
Now, obviously, the T20 side's getting smashed because we can't win a game.
Can we just stick with them? They play tonight, Bangladesh.
And look, we'll probably win that game.
Yeah, then we've got to beat the West Indies and we'll probably get through.
Unlikely to get through.
Why? You two had a bet, didn't you?
Unlikely. Yeah, what was the bet?
What was the bet?
I don't think we can actually win the whole thing.
Why don't you go to bet the next two games? You go both wins, you go both wins.
Well, you can't bet on radio because you've got to gamble responsibly.
So you're all over the codes.
Yeah, now, you are all over what
the reason my ears pricked up because I love listening to Shane Warne. I think he sees the game better than anyone.
What, when he inboxes
and,
you?
And this is what he said about Mitch Starc and about the current team moving forward.
Warner, he's not making a run very much. Who's he going to open with? Labuschagne, Smith, 3-4. Who's going to bat 5? Green's still a young player, looks pretty good. Payne, he's had a shocker the last couple of years as captain. Tactically, he's been very poor, lost 2 series, can't make a run. So our side's not that great, to be honest.
We're going to lose 4-0, are we?
No, but I'm saying our side's not as great, saying this almighty Australia. And now here's the big thing. No one fears Australia anymore.
Right.
Jesus. So what did he say there that you liked?
Well, Tim Payne.
He was complimentary about
Tim Payne. He gave him a nice serve.
Well, he's,
Do you agree with those comments
I think
or not?
Tactically, they got a few things wrong last year against India, the last couple of test matches.
That's a tick.
I think Tim Payne's done a really good job, to be honest, the last couple of years.
To rebuild the image of the team after South Africa, absolutely.
Well, what else did he say?
Oh, he said we're not feared anymore.
We're a bloody good test team.
We ranked in the world
home
in terms of tests.
Well, I don't know where we are.
Top three. But have we lost?
I think anytime you lose a home series, it gives the opposition a bit of a sniff.
No doubt.
It encourages them that it's obviously not impossible.
Do you think England fear our current test team coming to Australia?
A lot of their players haven't played an Ashes series that are coming out. The people that, or the players that have never won here.
Right.
They've never won. Yeah. They've never done any well out here. Yeah. Joe Root's never made a run out here.
Yeah.
It's Anderson, Broad.
Yeah.
They average high 30s with the ball. Mm. So, look, I think we're a much better team than England.
Mm.
What else did he say?
We're ranked third for test.
Third in the rankings. Yep. New Zealand number one, India two, us three, England fourth.
Okay, so who's going to open with Dave Warner?
Well, Pekowski is not
playing.
But
he's cooked.
Yeah, he's not playing.
If he's not playing any Shield cricket,
it's coming down to Marcus Harris or Usman Khawaja. And I agree a little bit with Warner when he says he probably wouldn't go back to Khawaja. He thinks that's a bit of a backward step.
Okay.
So I probably agree with that. Harris would be my
There's
opener.
No one else.
Then you got Labuschagne.
Yeah, good.
Then you got Smith.
Good.
Both those boys average 60-plus in test match cricket.
Lock them in.
Travis Head. Play him.
Has to play.
Play him at five.
And then where's
Green at six?
Good. Good.
And then you got the Payne, and then you got the best bowling attack in the world.
Absolutely.
So let him go.
I've never questioned any of that.
Right.
I'm only questioning the T20 team.
Warney was talking team. About the test.
Yeah, but that's when we have our
like Bugs Bunny.
When we have our little debate, that's about the current T20 side, which is the test team. But our test team, I haven't been critical at all. That's the great Shane Warne talking about our current test team. When he says no one fears us anymore, that concerns me. And he's whacked our Australian captain.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
I'd fear facing Australia.
Yeah, look, so would I, Quicks. Yeah, my word.
Three of the best quicks in the world, Hazelwood, Stark, Cummins.
You know what I will say about the T20s, though, Byrne? If we don't make the finals, then I reckon there has to be changes. No, I reckon the whole structure's got to change.
Okay.
We've always gone, I reckon, a specialist coach.
Coach, yep.
I reckon we need a T20 coach that's just going to look, forensically Surely. Look at everything that's going on.
Yeah. I like that.
Because what has happened in the last 6 years has not worked.
No, it hasn't.
And that's not to say we're not going to still win it, but if we don't, I think we need a specialist T20 coach.
Good stuff.
Like it.
Get involved in the Rush Hour anytime on the Automasters text line 0488 51047. Can't remember the last time your brakes were checked. It's been too long. Call Automasters. Today's question is from Sam from Broadview, guys.
Yeah.
He says, Carl Heyman's in the headlines with talk about concussions and what more can be done to protect players playing rugby union. What about the AFL? Do you think more should be done there?
Well, Sam, that's a good question. Concussion is the AFL in the last, 3 to 4 years, Byrne, has put more resources, 14 days now. The players, if they don't get all cleared, can't play. Back in the old day, if you got concussed, you're playing next week.
Yeah.
So they've come a long way in terms of the welfare and the well-being of a player, which is a good thing moving forward.
Well, you used to get knocked out in the game and you'd be out cold. And if you came to and you're okay, you'd go back in the day, which was very silly looking
back. That's why there's a lot of lawsuits happening.
Nowadays, they protect the head with everything. They give free kicks for hitting higher. They suspend players that do go over that line and hit the head. It's a protected area. You don't. And you know what? Now there's no pressure from coaches either for players. They've got their head around not forcing players. Yep. Used to be like, oh, you'll be right, get back on. Even when I started, it used to be like, you'll be right, get back on. But the coaches are more understanding and they've thrown a sub in as well. So there's all protection around if someone is injured, no pressure. Either way, you're off. Look after the head. They protect it in all areas.
And players now, Greg, they tackle better. You know, they don't...
Sling tackles, another one.
They've stamped that out. And you look at the NFL, any player that leads him with his helmet to another player, they're rubbed out. They get sent off.
Yep.
So it's come a long way in the last 4 or 5 years.
I think the great thing, there's a lot of medical research going into this. And it's not just football. It's a lot of sports, cricket. Yeah. We had Alex Porter on, the cyclist, who's...
That's right.
I reckon he said he'd had about 10 concussions as well.
Riding his bike, yeah.
Yep. There's a lot of research going on, and all you can do is follow the right advice.
Someone said to me, should our junior kids, say from 6 years to 12 years old, should wear helmets while they're playing footy?
I don't think that teaches the right way.
But Dr. Jeffrey Verrill said helmets don't work. Don't stop you from getting concussion.
They don't, but then I think it encourages kids to lead with their head earlier if you wear helmets.
Good call.
I feel like that because I've thought about that as well. I'm like, why don't they? And then I'm thinking, if I wore a helmet when I was little, like you learn to protect your head if you're not wearing a helmet. If you're wearing a helmet, you like to, you know where I got that from? The NFL. Because they all wear helmets and they charge in with their heads like
missiles.
No, because they would never do that if they didn't have a helmet. I think they should take their helmets off too. Because
I'm not saying I want my head, but I reckon
they would be at least they'd be. You know, they charge at each other.
Yeah,
their
but not
heads
anymore
like
though, because they've stamped it out the last 2 years.
But they still go in damn hard.
Yeah, they're brutal.
They certainly wouldn't be doing that if they didn't have a helmet.
Good question, Sammy.
Yep, thanks for your question. If you've got a question for Bernie Bully and Jars, you can text it through 0488 51047. It's the Automasters text line. It's also the number if you want to head along to help us celebrate Bluey's 50th tomorrow at the District at Sky City. No. Text through the keyword Bluey.
It's the segment everyone's been waiting for. The Lightning Lord, Andrew Jarman.
Global, all around the world.
Going up against the always well-moisturised Greg Bullitt.
Clean belly, bill of health.
On the Rush Hour, it's Bernie Vince's.
I don't know which of you two is dumber.
Dumb or dumber.
Oh. I think I like your better than any of Blue stuff.
Where did that come from?
He was saying we're global in an opener. He's like, we are
Is this a pylon, is it? Is this a pylon?
Don't get defensive.
So we're not allowed to pylon.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Your arms crossed staring us down. Yeah.
Cameras are on.
All
right, let's go. This is a ridiculous segment. Hurry up. I've got to get going. I've got to take the dogs to the beach.
Dumb or dummy. You already have. Because you went to Seacliff, you told us that. You forget? Or you do a double run, do you? You can't handle that. Not your body.
I'm going to take Maz for a little.
Well, I just want to see who's listened to this show and up with things that have happened.
Are you getting any feedback in this ridiculous segment?
I'm getting a lot of feedback. Yeah. And they're really happy with it.
This is the last week.
Because we're doing an OB tomorrow. Well,
explain to the family what's an OB.
No, I'm not going to say it to
what does
end.
It mean?
Well, it's an out-of-broadcast.
Outside broadcast.
Close.
It is an out-of-broadcast at the district at Sky City because we're celebrating Blues 50th.
Oh, don't say it, Blues 50th.
First time you've mentioned it.
Blues 50th. Hyman Islands.
Hyman?
I mean Hyman Islands. Oh, shit. Sorry. Hayman Islands.
Hyman.
Oh, sorry, G. That's Hyman. I mean,
I don't think we need to ask who's dumb and dumber.
G, I said Hayman Islands. It's a lovely spot.
Whatever you do.
He's trying to create his
sorry, family.
That is Hyman. No,
that's Hayman Island. I'm going to go there one day.
Oh,
take Madge. God.
I don't know if
That can't go to air.
That's on air. We're live, Jazz. We're
all right, come on, knucklehead. Let's go. I've got to go.
Sam Skinner signed with
Andrew from Brisbane Lions.
No, not the question. Shit. How many years did he spend at Brisbane? Oh, hang on.
Bluey. How many years?
Three.
I'll go
two.
No,
two.
You don't give him that.
He played three games.
Don't give him
I know
multiple
that.
Choice.
No, I'm counting down. Bang, buzzy
Bluey's
now.
Thinking
5 years.
Five years.
Actually,
that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, very injury.
Righto.
Well, he played three games. Do I get half a point?
Okay.
No, I didn't ask how many games.
Stop begging for points.
So it's nil all.
What's the score anyway?
It's 4-3.
Greg's way.
Bluey's up by one.
Go.
We could have a grand final tomorrow. Name three players, Port Adelaide players, that were at Morfettville yesterday.
Bluey. Ollie Wines.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Is Rocky counted? Tom Rockliffe?
3, 2, 1, bang, out. You only got two anyway. You can't just say Bluey and then use the next 10 seconds to think about it.
Right.
I think that's a good strategy. He gets in quicker.
Yeah, just goes Bluey.
Rockliffe, Ollie Wines and Travis Boak.
No.
Oh.
No. Hamish Hartlett.
Oh, just looking at Buddy Hammer there. Oh, he did say.
I thought that was a trick question as well because Rocky's not a Port player anymore.
Well, from Port Adelaide.
Okay, so 0-0.
So you had a free hit at that.
Houston was there as well.
This could be a nil or draw. He doesn't miss out on any.
Here we go.
Don't worry about that. If there was something going on,
what question is this, buddy?
He'd go the
come on, mate. We've got to wrap the show up.
We're not wrapping it up.
Come on.
Well, we're talking about Rock. Name. How many kilos has Rocky put on? No, that's not a question.
No, don't.
Name Tom Rockliffe's son.
Bluey. Jack.
Jack. Oh, we're away.
One nil
after three. Now, so I'm going to have to ask this one pretty quick. Name the establishment that we're doing the
Bluey.
OB
Andrew.
From. Oh, Bluey. I reckon it's Bluey.
District.
Yeah.
The district.
I've only said it 100 times.
The district.
At Sky City. and Jars for an extra point.
Don't say Bluey's bloody 50th.
What can people do if they want to head along to celebrate Bluey's 50th with us?
What's that, G?
The text line.
Text line.
What is it?
Text line.
Text the keyword.
Text the keyword, which is Bluey.
Yeah.
Oh, chunk lips
or
Bluey.
0488 51047. If you want to come celebrate with us.
Thank you.
And just for the final question, just have another crack. You have to get a free hit.
No, I'm not. Don't.
Where do Australia and England sit on the test rankings?
I didn't hear what was it?
Where do Australia and England sit on the test rankings?
I got a phone call.
He's checked out.
Just have a go.
He's giving up.
Go.
Hi, love. I won't be. I'll be home soon, love.
We're Bluey. Just doing
Bernie's stupid.
Australia 3, England 4.
Oh, it's not that hard. Okay. Yeah. He didn't have to ring Catherine.
This is what I hate about Jars. He just gives up.
Yeah, yeah.
He gives up. Some vegetables.
He's a sad, poor loser. But I guess Blue. Thanks, growing love. Up with Darren in the backyard, can you'd be used to losing, wouldn't you? Can you get so you'd my, have to be a sore
can
loser.
Can you get my Daniel Craig bathers out? We'll go for a walk.
Him. And eight cold Coronas, thanks, mate.
See you, love. Oh, no, I thought you were on that diet where you can't drink.
See you, family. See you tomorrow. And we'll see you at the district.
At Sky City, broadcasting live there, the Rush Hour, tomorrow night from 6 p.m.
For what?